Welcome to Grazia Beauty Life Lessons, and thank you for joining us. I'm Jolie Walker, Grazia's Beauty and Health Director, and this is where we share advice on beauty, hair, self-care, and wellness. Today, I talk to a DJ and former X Factor finalist whose debut single was streamed more than 100 million times.
Hi, I'm Fleur East, and I'm a singer and presenter.
She's also a songwriter, rapper, dancer, fitness model, and a qualified personal trainer, which has helped with the early starts in her day job, presenting Hits Radio Breakfast.
I have my green tea, my water, but the thing that gets me through is exercise. Just doing like a little circuit for 10 minutes or doing some yoga before I go to bed. Being active has helped.
Fleur freely admits to keeping her beauty regime simple, although she often takes advice from her makeup artist sister, Kesha.
My sister was like, excuse me, what are you doing? I was like, what do you mean? I've got my baby wipes, I've got my soap, I'm good to go. And she was like, this is horrendous. Get yourself a cleanser and a toner and actually some face cream, because I used to just use body cream.
With such a busy lifestyle, she's mastered a very particular art.
Love a nap. I am queen of the naps, and I strongly advise everyone to have a nap. If you can get even a 15-minute, 20-minute nap in the day, you feel so good afterwards. Just a little boost.
And that's exactly what you get spending time in her company. This is Fleur East. Hello and welcome, Fleur. How are you?
I've been up since 4, so this is like midnight for me.
4, of course.
But good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you so much for joining us. I'm very much looking forward to chatting through all your beauty tips and tricks. I am sure you have tons.
Yes.
Also, I feel like we should take a moment for this eyeliner that I can see.
Ah!
It looks so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, if you're ready, we can jump straight in.
Okay.
Well, first things first, I just wanted to talk about your beauty style in general. So are you kind of a total beauty hoarder that loves trying new things? Would you say you stick to those tried and tested products that you know and love and that you can rely on? What is your beauty vibe?
Yeah, I'm quite basic when it comes to beauty. I basically just use all of the products that I've used for years, and I don't really deviate from that path unless, like, my sister's a makeup artist, Kesha, and I have to shout her out because she is the ultimate beauty guru and she teaches me everything that I know. So if there's a new product, if she's like, oh, this concealer, you've got to use this concealer, she'll use it on me. And then as soon as she's used it on me, I'm like, great. So I get to try and test a lot of things through her, and then I might change and use a new product. But majority of the time, a lot of the products I use, I've used for 10 years plus.
Yeah, but that's brilliant. They're your tried and trusted heroes that you can rely on.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, I was going to start with makeup anyway. Obviously, your sister is a makeup artist and you've no doubt worked with so many brilliant experts throughout your career, from shoots to performing on stage. But what is the best piece of makeup advice that you have ever been given or that you have to give?
Basically, so one of the main things that I learned was when I was doing brows or doing eyeliner, that you don't have to be so hard on yourself in letting them match up directly. So what I used to do is I'd start on one brow and then I'd spend so long on the next brow trying to get it to look exactly the same. And I think one of the phrases that's been used quite a lot is that they're sisters, they're not twins. So as soon as I learned that and that I didn't have to match it exactly, then I just relaxed a bit more with it and didn't put a lot of pressure on myself, and then just started to like learn what worked for me. So I think just taking your time as well. You don't have to have a full face all the time. I think it's just start small and then build up from there.
And you mentioned brows then. So what are your kind of favorite go-to brow products that you love?
My spiked pen from MAC. That's what I've used for 10 plus years. I've never changed it. I know there's like brow gels and things like that, but my pencils, my savior, always use it. And then use a bit of concealer just to define them. And then I'm good to go.
Then you're good to go. So your sister often does your makeup. Is there anything that infuriates her that she wants you to change and that's, you know, you're stuck in your ways, you don't want to change?
To be fair, there was a Christmas that I spent with her every day watching her do her makeup. So we went to Paris one Christmas And I was like, I need to learn. So just sit down with me and I'll just watch you every day. So everything I do with my makeup now, she has taught me. So she taught me out of all the bad habits. But one thing that she hates is when she has to do my eyes, because my eyes are quite small. So when she tells me to look down, she thinks that I'm closing my eyes. So each time she puts a lash on me, she'll be like, don't close your eyes. Make sure you look. I'm looking down. My eyes are so small. And then she has to cut every lash she uses because my eyes are so tiny. So that would be the one thing. And she hates that I always have a full on liner. She's like, Flo, you don't have to put a full on liner every day. You can relax on it.
You're like, it's my signature.
Yeah.
So obviously people listening at home can't see it. But this amazing black flick. Talk me through that. It's been on since 4 a.m, has it?
Been on since 4 a.m. So what you're seeing now is like the most basic makeup that I'll do on a day to day. And although it is a winged liner, that for me is like, if I can't be bothered, I don't have a lot of time, I'll do a winged liner and mascara and then a bit of bronzer. And that's like, that's good. I'm good to go kind of thing. Because I feel like if I've got a good liner that kind of saves my eyes and my face, especially if I'm tired, and it'll open up my eyes and then I'll be all right for the day, a bit of mascara as well. So I've got, what have I used today? I've used a Chanel liquid. You know, the one that's got like a cartridge, an ink cartridge in it. That's the one I've used. I love ink liner. That's my favorite. And in particular, the pen, because it's easy for me to get the perfect wing with a pen.
And I love that advice as well. Obviously, been up since four, how to kind of perk up sleepy eyes. I love a winged liner too. It's a classic. Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Let us go on to your second piece of advice then and talk about self-care. What is the best piece of self-care advice that you have to give?
Well, I was always really bad at this. I would kind of just go into autopilot mode and just work and work and work. And then it was my mum, actually, that stopped me one day and said, you need to relax. You're going to burn yourself out. And I remember I didn't listen. I was always like, nah, I've got enough energy. You don't know what you're talking about, mum. Until it did hit me a couple of years ago and I was shattered, literally knocked out. And my skin suffered, my voice suffered, my hair, like everything just took a battering. And so she just said to me, Fleur, you're not a machine. You're not a robot. Every so often, just take a day, have a lie in, or just have a bath, just do something for you. So I've taken that on board. And over the past year or so, I've tried now to just take an evening to have a long bath and soak in that, put my Himalayan salts in, you know, just ease my muscles after I've been working out and stuff in the week. And then every so often, like I'd say every 2 weeks, I try and book in a massage. I don't always stick to it. Anytime I do get a massage, it's usually like a month, 2 months since I've had one, but I try my best to book one in. So I've had more massages than ever before. And yeah, it's really helped me recharge.
And where do you go for your massages? Have you got a go-to person that you see all the time?
I've got my go-to guy, booked him on an app. And so he knows me now and he'll know when I've been overworked and he'll know exactly the muscles that have suffered the most. So I don't really have to explain anything to him.
And I think such a good piece of advice as well, just taking that time for yourself. You know, we've spoken about it on the show before that it's like a selfish thing to take that time, but it's so important that we invest in ourselves.
Yeah, you need to do it because you won't feel well. And then it just affects your relationships. It affects the way you perform at work, you know, with your friends. It's just, yeah, you really need to take the time for yourself.
Definitely. And okay, let's go to your third piece of advice and let's talk about hair.
Mm-hmm.
What is your best piece of hair advice that you have to give or that you've ever been given?
Leave your hair alone. And what I mean by that is don't overdo it. So if you are straightening it, if you are, you know, using any kind of heat on it, make sure it's protected. Try not to do it too often. Like, for example, today I'm letting my hair relax. I've just got it up in a bun. I haven't done anything with it. I haven't messed with it. That's the best piece of advice because when I was younger, I used to straighten it on the ironing board, put gel in the sides and slick it back and yank my hair back. I'm now paying the price. My edges are not the same. I had to grow out my hair for, I think, 3 years for my curls to come back because I damaged it so much. Even my hair color, I color it maybe twice a year. I don't overdo it. I think that's really important, and treat it every so often, like put a little hair mask on if you've got a free afternoon. Yeah, just embrace your natural hair. That's what I would advise anyone out there.
And you're saying just be kind to your hair.
Exactly.
And invest that time again in it.
Yes. I wish I didn't do all of the craziness I did to my hair when I was younger. My mum always says, you're lucky you've got a full head of hair that you can mask a lot of the damage that you've done. But now it's a lot healthier because I've just left it alone and I've just looked after it.
And what products do you use? You mentioned the hair mask. Is there anything else that you use that's your kind of go-to, or what's your hair care routine?
So I use these brushes from a company called No Knot Co. And they've got like a gentle detangling brush. And that has changed the game for me because I'm quite rough with my hair, which is so bad. But since I've got this gentle detangling brush, I'll just go into the shower, put some conditioner in, and I'll just comb it through. And I don't need to comb it through too much, like just one or two runs through my hair, and it's detangled. No knots, and my curls are super defined. And then I just use my little serum from Boots that cost me £2, and I'm on my way.
That brush sounds amazing.
It is great. It is amazing.
And do you know what the serum is that you use? Are you kind of loyal to one, or do you mix it up?
It's like this pink, probably the cheapest product you would find. It's called Curl Cream in Boots, own brand. And I think it's like £2.70 or something. And I've used it since I was 17. Nothing like it.
Why do you always come back to it?
So because it's quite like a thick and rich cream, it holds my curl and I can have it in my hair for 2 or 3 days without having to refresh it. It's just tried and tested, and I trust it.
Love that. Thank you for that piece of advice. And we will be right back after this. Welcome back. We are going on to our fourth piece of advice, and we're going to talk about skincare. So Fleur, what is your best piece of skincare advice?
So I was awful with my skin for many, many years. And as I mentioned, my sister's like my beauty guru. So there was one day, I think we were getting ready to go somewhere, and I just like washed my face with soap or something. And I had like a baby wipe to get rid of some residue of makeup I had on from the night before. My sister was like, excuse me, what are you doing? I was like, what do you mean? I've got my baby wipes, got my soap, I'm good to go. And she was like, this is horrendous. Get yourself a cleanser and a toner and actually some face cream. Because I used to just use body cream like on my face, but not even just body cream. Like it'd be like Vaseline. Honestly, I was so bad. And I'd just smother it on my face. My pores were clogged. I was using baby wipes, which doesn't even get rid of the makeup. And then I was using soap. So cleanse, tone, moisturize, take your makeup off at night. You can still use a cleansing wipe, but after the wipe, cleanse your face because it never, ever gets rid of all the makeup. And since I've been doing that, my skin has thanked me for it. And also drinking water. I drink so much water, and that helps my skin as well from the inside out. So that's really helpful.
And what products do you love? You mentioned the cleanser, the moisturizer, and the toner. What are your go-tos at the moment?
So I think, is it Alpha Gold or Alpha pH Gold? That toner is just heavenly. Best toner I've ever used. I use Nivea Face Cleanser, keeping it basic. And then my moisturizer, Elemis, I've been put onto. So I've been using the Elemis Collagen Range. That's my go-to.
And how about taking off your eyeliner? You mentioned like loving eyeliner. Do you have any products that you use? Is there anything that gets rid of it quickly?
Yeah. So I've got the Nivea Eye Makeup Remover. It's like the 2-in-1. So it's got the light at the top and the blue at the bottom, and you shake it up. And then I just get like a cotton pad and take off my eye makeup with that. So easy.
So easy.
Yeah.
And let's go on to your fifth piece of advice then. And we're going to talk about wellness. So what is your best piece of wellness advice that you've been given or that you have to give?
Mine is, I think I noticed it a lot more in lockdown. So I've always been into fitness, really passionate about it. And in the first lockdown, my routine went out of the window and I wasn't really working out at all. Wasn't really being conscious about what I was eating. I got really lazy. And I noticed then how much exercise really helps me and my energy on a day-to-day. Like I, for example, I do a breakfast show on Hits Radio. I get up at 4 every morning. And I remember when I started, I've been doing it for 2 years now. And when I started, loads of people were like, oh, do you drink coffee? Because you're going to need it. And I was like, no, I actually don't drink coffee. And they were like, yeah, give it a few months. And actually, I still don't drink coffee to this day. I have my green tea, my water. But the thing that gets me through is exercise. That's what gives me my energy. That's what fuels my creativity. It keeps me focused. And I'm not talking about being in the gym for an hour plus every day. You don't need to do that every day. But even just like walking, just doing like a little circuit for 10 minutes or doing some yoga before I go to bed, just anything to keep me moving. I've got my Fitwatch now, so I'm just like obsessed with seeing how many steps I've taken in a day. And just being active has helped. So I would say if you can at least move for 10 minutes in the day, doing whatever it is to stay active really helps.
Do you find that movement is like a form of meditation for you, like a form of escapism?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've recently taken up golf, and I mean, you're not really doing anything too drastic when you're playing golf, but just walking around the course. I mean, the other day I played my first 18 holes and I burned 980 calories in a day. And I wouldn't even burn that in the gym. So I was amazed by that. And that was just walking around and playing a nice, gentle game of golf. You'd be surprised what you can do. There's so many activities. You don't always have to set foot in a gym to stay active.
And obviously with golf, like, you are outside. And does that have an impact on you? Do you like working out outside?
Yeah, definitely. Just getting some fresh air, the scenery. Like, it's definitely makes a huge difference from just staring at the wall on a treadmill.
Waking up at 4 a.m., you're not having coffee. When do you kind of factor in your workout? Do you do it before that? Do you do it at night? You can't do it before 4 a.m.
Well, this is it. So before I was on the radio, I used to always get up and do my workout at the start of the day because it set me up for the day. I'm working my way up mentally to trying to do my workout before I go to the radio. So what I'm trying to do, I haven't done it yet, but I've worked out a plan in my mind of going to bed earlier and then waking up earlier because I know that will do me good. I'll know I've done my workout for the day because sometimes if I've got a busy day after the radio, I won't always have time. So typically if I finish the radio, I'll get home and I'll work out then. But sometimes now I've had to do it in the evening, which is not what I prefer to do, but at least then I do that and then get in the shower and then I'm ready for bed. It kind of works out.
And with your, you know, different sleep pattern, having to wake up so early, are you a good sleeper before that? Can you literally hit the pillow and you are out? Or did you kind of have to work into that new rhythm of sleep?
So I'm typically a night owl. I'm not someone that would get up early. Like, unless my alarm goes off, I wouldn't be awake. So my body clock just is kind of set to whenever my phone wakes me up. But luckily, because my parents loved playing music and having parties and stuff from a young age, I can sleep through anything. I can sleep on the train. I can sleep on a plane, at a desk. I can literally sleep anywhere. So as soon as my head hits the pillow, I'm out. I don't struggle with going to sleep, luckily.
I always think that I'd want that as a superpower. Like, you could just be on a train, have a little nap. So you can totally do that anywhere.
Love a nap. I am queen of the naps. And I strongly advise everyone to have a nap. If you can get even a 15-minute, 20-minute nap in the day, you feel so good afterwards. Just a little boost.
Now, we always finish the episode with what has been your biggest beauty blunder.
I think I was about 11 and I decided to take this into my own hands. I don't know why, but I wanted to cut myself a fringe. So I took some scissors, random scissors that I found in the bathroom, and I cut myself a fringe. And then I somehow roped my sister into it as well. She's 5 years younger than me. So I grabbed her into the bathroom and also cut her a fringe. But obviously I didn't even know what I was doing. I just grabbed hair from anywhere. I was like, this is great. I was like, I've got this. And it looked awful. And I remember my dad saw us and screamed at me. And he was like, what have you done? Who told you to cut your hair? Blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as my dad lost it, I was like, oh no, this is bad.
That's when you knew it wasn't good news.
So I felt so bad that I went back into the bathroom and cut the fringe off. So then I had this tiny tuft of hair at the front of my head for weeks and weeks until I could disguise it. And that's got to be my biggest beauty blunder.
I was not expecting you to say that you cut it shorter.
Awful.
Oh, that is brilliant.
So bad. So bad.
Well, thank you so much, Fleur. Thank you for sharing your advice with us today. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you.
From golf swings to bargain beauty buys, we covered the lot. And what a start Fleur is. If you enjoyed our beauty chat and feel like spreading the word, a tweet or a recommendation to a friend really, really helps us out. If you get a chance, we'd love you to review and rate Grazia Beauty Life Lessons in your podcast player. It helps us to reach new audiences and is so, so appreciated. Look forward to seeing you next time.